We're in France, in Dordogne to be precise. Dordogne is in the southwest of France. In the deep and wide countryside, it is a sparsely populated area surrounded by woods. But surprisingly, it is here, in this rural area, that thousands of Brit people have chosen to settle and start a brand new life. I am French, and I am also a newcomer to the Dordogne. And it has amazed me to realize that these British make up sometimes 15 or 30% of the whole local population. But to be honest, in Dordogne, it is commonly known that thanks to these Brit people, a lot of villages have been reborn. According to the INSEE, the French Institute of Statistics, in 2014, in Nouvelle-Aquitaine, there were 50 times more British than in 1968. So, I've decided to check in order to know more about these Brit people who live in the Dordogne permanently. What are their motivations and their feelings? I've asked 12 questions to 7 people: Julia, Lynn, Louisa, Caroline, John, Gemma, and Amanda. Chapter 8. What is your work and do you earn enough to live your life?
We started coming over to France and doing this house up, and the more we came, the more we fell in love with it here.
Caroline and her husband.
We decided to think about how we could actually create a life here, earlier than just coming out to retire. And we decided to use the skills that we already have in terms of teaching and being creative and try and turn that into a business where we could actually support ourselves here and start a new life, yeah.
So you say you're not rich, but you have enough to live as a simple life.
The business has been running for just over a year, and the first few months it was slow, but nobody knew that we were here. But gradually, as more and more people heard about us, more and more people came and then told all their friends, I think we've reached a point this year where we're ticking over quite nicely. As Paul says, we won't ever be rich, but that's not why we came here. We wanted an outdoor life and to be creative and to do all the things that we enjoy doing. And we have some savings, but we need to make them last. So we're earning enough to sort of pay the bills and get by at the moment. Mm-hmm. But we've got to keep diversifying. We've got to keep the energy going in the business, I think, so that that doesn't just start to peter out. We need to get new customers and have new ideas all the time, really.
You had to work and you find and you made your own work here. Louisa?
Yes, when I realised that the retirement age had been raised by a full 6 years, which I was unaware of, like so many, I realised that I had many more years to work, and I decided I would rather come and do it here in something I enjoyed.
So in fact, you prepared everything, you made it well for you to come. You didn't come and organize everything, no?
Hmm? No, absolutely. I came. I mean, I had the benefit of already having a maison secondaire here, so that obviously helps. It meant I knew the area, etc., etc. And so, no, I did not come to find something when I arrived. I came with the plans already formed.
Do you earn enough money to live?
Yes, I earn enough to live the life that I enjoy in France, which is a very simple life. There are so many less expensive things in France. And because of the climate, you're outdoors so much, your garden is very productive. So, yes, I earn just enough to live.
Do you need to work, Julia?
We need to supplement our pension in order to maintain a certain standard of lifestyle that we enjoy. So, yes, it was always the plan that I would continue to work in order to earn the additional income that was needed. But what I enjoy about it is I can work as and when I choose because I work for myself.
But do you earn enough money to make these supplements?
Yes, that seems to it does certainly help a lot. We had to put quite a bit of capital investment into it. So, but on a day-to-day basis, yes, it does help. Just get those few extra little luxuries that we all enjoy.
So you need so an extra money, but do you think it is possible to earn the complete life in the countryside of France?
Yes, because we have the internet. And so today, if you can operate an internet-based business, the world is basically your oyster. You don't need to be in a big city. A business can be operated anywhere in France over the internet. All depends what sort of business you're doing. Obviously, if you're a gardener, you can't do it over the internet. So you have to carefully weigh up what your options are and what your skills are and where you can put them best to work. I chose my crafting business to put that to work, and my love of the hospitality business. And the two of them work very well together.
You had to find a work here. Mm-hmm. What kind of work did you find, Gemma?
To start with, I was doing cleaning work for people who have holiday homes to do changeovers. That was good. I enjoyed that. There was plenty of that sort of work to go around. But then when I got ill in 2016, I wasn't able to commit to doing the changeovers. So I had to seriously consider a change in my life, which would enable me to still work with being not 100% well. And by the option for me was to seek employment or it's not we're not employed, but seek work with a estate agency, an immobilier.
And do you earn enough money to live your life?
Yes, I do. It's difficult because we're building a house, so we have very little left over, but that's our choice. Otherwise, if I wasn't building, then I would have lots, enough spare to live on. Yeah.
Did you head to find a job, John?
Yeah, for the first 2 years we didn't. Susie was doing bits and pieces of work, pretty unpleasant. I won't go into that. Susie had worked. She did some work which didn't turn out very well for not terribly nice people. That's not because they were French, by the way. They were French, but it's because they were not terribly nice people. But I worked on the house for the first 2 years, nothing else. And then we ran out of money, so I had to start working. And I work as a handyman. For myself, I work as a handyman, but really what I'm doing is I have a small number of regular clients who are older people who need help with their property. So it could be a wide variety of different things. And this is more or less what I did in the UK before coming over here, is working with a small number of people that needed a lot of stuff, different things doing. It might be in the garden, it might be in the house, it might be even they need driving somewhere, or just loads of different, repairing things, lots of different things. And that's the way I see my work going forward, because it's a growing market. You know, the people, there's lots of old people here. Lots of Brits have come, bought places that are bigger than they can handle as they get older. So there's not going to be any shortage of work. As long as I'm able-bodied, I can do that. And it's very flexible. So that's my work. Susie, when we ran out of money, had to go back to the UK half-time. And she stayed with and looked after an elderly and wealthy lady. And she lived away for 2 weeks and came back here for 2 weeks. But that basically kept us going. And to cut a long story short, when she got fed up with that, and we weren't quite as desperate anymore, she came back here, and now she works for the Communauté de Communes as a cleaner, and she works femme de ménage, and she does the same for a couple of private clients, and that employs her more or less full time at the moment. We don't want her to be doing that forever, and we'd like to reduce her hours as well. And I'm sure we can in time, but at the moment, that's what we have to do.
Also, do you manage with the money you earn to live here?
Money we earn to live here, yes, we do. We do manage to live on what we earn here. It's a low-wage economy, and so you're never going to be rich if you get all your income from around here, doing the sort of thing we do. But yes, we do manage to live off what we earn here. Not uncomfortably, you know. We're not utterly poverty stricken, you know. We have less money than we'd like, but it's not bad. And partly because we can, even though I have to spend money on materials for the house still, we have no mortgage and we pay no rent. And we don't pay anything like as much on materials for the house as mortgage or rent. Therefore, we're better off than we would be in the UK on the same income. But the thing I don't like about France, here we are, is the low-wage economy. I mean, my God, I was working as a handyman in the UK for £25 an hour 6 years ago. I can charge, the minimum that I would ever charge is €15 an hour now. And if I can get more than that, I'll get more than that. But I work entirely legally. I don't work on the black, which is another thing, actually, that annoys me too. I don't work on the black, therefore I lose 25% of my earnings immediately. And so, as you can see, therefore, do the numbers, the hourly rate is actually very low. It's less than half what I would be getting in the UK. And that's a shame. But somehow or other one manages, you know.
You had to find a work because you are not retired, you are still young.
Yeah.
How did it happen? How did you find a work?
Amanda?
I set up a business from home to start with. I look after dogs. And when my mum and stepdad moved over as well, they've brought the local cafe in our town. So I also work in the local cafe, which obviously helps with my spoken French as well.
So that way, do you earn enough to live your life?
Yes. Between the two jobs, I have enough to support me and my children. So it's a nice way to do it.
So you don't have to work.
Lynn?
No, I don't have to work. I worked hard from a very young age in England,
And I got to 58 years old and I decided that I had a good pension, so I don't have to work. And I want to enjoy now to live my life. I've worked all my life from a very early age. And in England, our government keeps putting up the age of retirement. So I thought that it was time to stop working and try and live my life while I was able. Because in England, they put up the age of retirement and they keep putting it up and putting it up. And at the moment, my age of retirement is 67 years old. But I mean, it could be 70 years old by the time I actually retire. I'll be too old to experience new things and live a decent life, a good life, go and see and do things whilst I'm able. And at the moment, you know, that's what I want to do.
With the change exchange, you saw that maybe you had to work again.
Yes, I found it difficult to get a carte vitale and to become part of the system in France. So I might have to, although I don't want to, I might have to find a job to support myself better and not be on the breadline, if that makes sense. So it might be a possibility, yes.
Dans sa série d'émissions sur le jazz au quartier latin, le préf d'essai de la radiodiffusion française vous présente aujourd'hui l'orchestre du tabou.
Ah, si j'avais la France 50, j'aurais bientôt de France 50. Ah, si j'avais de France 50, j'aurais bientôt 3 francs 50. Ah, si j'avais 3 francs 50, j'aurais bientôt 4 francs 50. Ah, si j'avais 4 francs 50.
Les habitués du tabou auront certainement reconnu l'indicatif de Boris Vian.